At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Maxi Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. And we'll get to sports. There's plenty of sports. But Maxi is multidimensional. He can do anything. And he proved that 2 years ago. The aftermath of George Floyd's murder, and I use that expression advisedly. Maxi, welcome to the show. Always good having you on the air.
You too. Thank you so much.
And you can plead the fifth on this, but I'm just curious your reaction to the school shooting. And, you know, as a father, as a grandparent, I just shake my head. And I'm so sad for these kids and their families. I'm sad for America. I mean, we feel broken right now. And I don't have the answer key when it comes to gun reform, what might actually pass, what might make a difference keeping weapons out of the hands of people with evil intent. Do you have an opinion you care to share?
My opinion is, first of all, you find out today that the door wasn't locked, they think. I mean,
really?
You know, the first thing I think about is, who are the poor people that forgot to lock the door that, you know, maybe they had, you know, regularly during the year that, you know, you would, none of us really think that's going to happen to us. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, there are going to be people that are going to feel so awful. Because they didn't, you know, simply
one oversight. Yes.
Yeah. What an oversight. Ugh. But you know, what always scares me is, you know, I lean towards the mental illness part of this being the bigger problem from the standpoint that, you know, I talk to police officers all the time, and they say, if you think when we find somebody, you know, when we catch somebody that does something bad and with a gun, they said, what do you think the percentages are that they bought that gun and it's registered in their name? They said, it ain't very high. Because I just think it's like saying, well, you know, we have laws against drugs, so therefore no one will use drugs. No, they just, you know, the cocaine's still out there, etc.
So your point, they're going to find the guns.
I just believe the bad guys are if you're going to say, how are we going to tackle it, I'd say mental illness, because finding guns is a lot is fairly easy, you know? But you know, Paul, and this is why I always move myself back a little bit. It's easy to pound the gavel and say, we can't take this anymore. Okay, I was talking to somebody about this, and they said, I mean, it's terrible. You can't arrest the guy that beats his wife until he beats his wife, because he's not a wife beater until then.
Right.
Even though we know he's flawed and he tilts in that direction, you can't do anything. So how do you begin to ascertain and begin to say, okay, we think you're a little bit off, so we think that you will be prone to shooting up a school? I don't know how you get there.
Maxie,
I don't know how you do that, you know?
If he posts on Facebook I'm going to beat my wife, or I'm having thoughts of beating my wife, I'm sorry, that's public. That's the equivalent of getting up on your rooftop with a megaphone and announcing to your neighbors that you're thinking about beating your wife. At that point, a police officer should stop by based on what he said. And you know, what can you do? Can you imprison the guy? No. But if you, and this shooter, like so many other shooters, did in fact leave breadcrumbs. He posted on Facebook. And so I don't know. It's a vexing problem.
What about the ones that don't, you know? What about the ones that just say, I don't know. I don't know what, I guess what I'm getting at is, what's mental illness? How do we get our arms around this thing? We all know people that we think, we go, boy, one day that person's going to be in the headlines for the wrong reasons. We've all said that about somebody in our lives, right? And sometimes we're right. But you can't. They didn't do anything yet, and I don't know how you get there. I don't know what the line is. I don't know where you say this person cannot buy a gun or this person cannot. You know, I mean, we got people that have had multiple DWIs and still get to drive. I don't know how that works.
Yeah,
but how do we decide? Because I think mental illness is the and I think right now it is so rampant and it is so awful.
And I'm going to gently push back. Because I love and respect you, Maxie. Mm-hmm. The cases of mental illness in this country, and we're talking pre-pandemic, have things gone off the rails since the pandemic? Yeah, it's obviously gotten worse. But our rates of mental illness in the U.S. are not higher than other countries around the world. It's pretty consistent with what the rest of the world is seeing in terms of the number of people who suffer from some form of mental illness. What's different is that we have exponentially more guns than any other country. So the means of carrying out an attack, whether you're mentally ill or not, are there. We're swimming in guns. We have more guns than people. We have 400 million guns. And I acknowledge my Second Amendment rights, but I'm also acknowledging the fact that I think there's some common sense stuff that we should be doing. You can't walk into Walmart and buy a thermonuclear weapon, right? You can't buy a machine gun. You can't buy a flamethrower. So we have set up some barriers, thank God.
Some, but these glicks that they got where they can turn a pistol into a machine gun now, you know, on the black market. I don't know how you regulate. I don't know how you get to them, you know, the latest things that these, and they're 14 and 15-year-old kids that have access to them, you know, and the underground. I don't know. I don't know how you... I don't know how you police that, I guess is what I'm saying. I don't know how you say everybody that walks into it, okay, if your mental aptitude is this, I'll be happy to register all my guns, and I got a bunch of them, and you can put me through any test you want anytime, you know? But I don't know how we come up with something where we see this number reduced or these, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
One reporter said, and I'll close with this for now, that this reflects a culture that's been hypnotized by guns and that signed off on people dying for the capital offense of being a fourth grader or standing in the frozen food aisle, referring to the shooting 10 days earlier in Buffalo that left 10 people dead. So I don't have the answer key. Collectively, I think as Americans, we do have the answer key. What's common sense? What isn't common sense? What could actually get passed? Could there be legislation that actually moves the needle and keeps guns out of the hands of people who should not have guns? When we come back, I want to talk to you about your amazing award-winning reporting after the death of George Floyd. When we come back on CCO. Twins lost 4-2 to the Tigers yesterday in 10 innings. They take on the Royals tonight on your Twins station. News Talk 830 WCCO pregame. 6:30. Don't go anywhere. Maxie, I want to talk to you about your coverage, your amazing coverage, the unrest that followed George Floyd's death. I mean, do you still have people coming up to you and talking about that? You must.
Every day if I'm out.
Really?
If I'm on the public, I can't believe it. It's almost... I don't want to say it's comical, but the lines are always saying, they go, you know, I enjoy you doing sports, but you know what I really liked? I know what's coming. You know, it was, from a reporter standpoint, it was the perfect storm because if you recall, we were in COVID.
Right.
There were no sports going on. There was nothing going on. And everybody was at home to a large extent. And then they put the curfew in. And so everybody was at home watching on TV because it was like, I don't want to say it was our entertainment, but it was suspenseful, right? Nobody knew what was coming next, including myself, and so the numbers of people that watched and accessed it through CBSN and the website and everything else was so astronomical. It was like nothing they'd ever seen at Channel 4 for sure in terms of a viewership for a local broadcast. So that's why, you know, a lot of it was about was just, you know, people were, it was just, I just happened to be the right spot at the right time, but people were so curious because none of us knew what was going to happen next in this town. And every 5 minutes, it seemed like there was a new story. I had somebody from the National Guard said, you know, we were huddled watching you on reports because we didn't know mm-hmm. where the next thing was going. So we'd watch where you were. We'd try to identify it and see if we needed to get people over there. But that, I'm not saying that because of me. I'm saying that points out, you know, how raw this was yeah. and how unpredictable it was and how we were all going through it. And none of us knew what exactly we were going through. And it was, I'll tell you, it was so adrenaline filled. And so, you know, it was just unbelievable out there. And I am saddened forever as to, you know, the mark that it left on Minnesota and Minneapolis. And I am grateful beyond words forever for the understanding that I have of our community now at a much deeper level, and the friendships that I've formed from this, from people that I knew or maybe deepened friendships, all those things, both protesters and law enforcement officials, because it has been an absolutely selfishly, privately amazing piece of my life.
Well, Maxie, again, you were in the right place at the right time with the right skill sets, with no fear. And I give you props for that. And we only have about a minute left, and I know you can't do it in a minute. None of us can. But you captured the anguish, the pain that so many people were in and are still, to this day, experiencing.
Yep.
Reflect on that.
Yep, and that was the thing that I didn't know. These are people, a lot of them I knew, that were protesting. I didn't understand the oppression and how they really felt. It was all coming out. Because yeah. they now had permission to bring it out. I also didn't understand how good our law enforcement is in terms of, you know, there was no big altercation or anybody shot and killed or anything like that during the duration of this, but they walked right up to the line. People yelled at them, screamed at them. They kept their cool. It was everything. Mm. And like I said, I am forever grateful and humbled that I got to see this unbelievable piece of Minnesota history in front of my eyes, even though, you know, God willing, it never happens again.
Yeah. Well, you did a remarkable job and continue to do a remarkable job. Give my best to Chris and Amelia and Frank. And
always, buddy.
Apply some extra makeup, you know.
I appreciate you, sir. Thank you for your friendship.
Don't want to scare small children. I did that every night. Thanks, Maxie.
You bet.
Hang in there. We have an update on Jordana. She had a bone marrow transplant today. I want to get you up to speed with the very latest on how Jor is doing. That's coming up next on CCO.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.